98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, I don't know about you, Brendan, but I am very excited to see the World Cup halftime show.
Yeah, same. So, am I right?
First time they've
never done it before.
Yes. Mm. And another huge star has been added to the lineup.
Who? Is it too late now to say sorry? Will he be on the YouTube?
I hope he is. I thoroughly enjoyed his set at Coachella. Yeah. And now Justin Bieber is going to be joining Madonna, Coldplay, Shakira, Burner Boy and BTS at the... It's basically like a Super Bowl style performance.
Yeah, let's be fair, that is a hefty lineup.
Isn't it just? So this is going to be taking place on the 19th of July at the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's at the same stadium where Lady Gaga jumped over.
When she did the halftime show.
Yeah, I think it might have been the same one.
That was a great
halftime show. So this halftime show is going to last 11 minutes.
All right.
It's expected...
That's a lot of acts for 11 minutes.
That's what I'm stressed about.
Because Super Bowl's like 15, I think, or about that. And
yeah.
Normally one act, maybe two.
And
know.
Getting the stage set up for that many different acts.
That's
and then clearing
fat,
it in time for the second half.
Yeah.
So Chris Martin's actually curating the whole thing.
Oh, that's
so
lovely.
That pressure rests on his shoulders, mm-hmm. to try and fit all those artists into 11 minutes. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but Madonna out of all of them has the most songs.
Yeah.
She's a brand new album that's just come out.
Yeah.
Confessions 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the back catalogue.
Confessions 2 is growing on me, by the way,
Same.
I say. It's growing on me.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I still haven't found a hung up.
I love Bizarre.
It's growing on me. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Chris Martin's in charge, right? So there's also, just to add more, you know, chaos to the mix.
Do you think there'll be a Coldplay song, or is he just orchestrating the whole thing?
Well, I don't know, because it's going to feature characters from Sesame Street and the Muppets.
That, we don't have the time.
So do you think they'll come on and sing like Fix You or something?
Ah, here.
Now, what I will say is it's all for a great cause.
Okay.
So the performance is going to support FIFA's Global Citizen Education Fund. So they're hoping to raise $100 million for children worldwide during the World Cup.
That's
so
brilliant.
Now, one
it
artist...
It sounds chaotic, but that's brilliant.
One artist is reportedly causing a bit of chaos for the FIFA execs, though.
Is
okay?
it Madonna?
Yeah. It's been reported that Madge and her escalating demands for her performance have the bosses pulling their hair out, right?
I'd expect no less from Madonna.
So according to sources, Madonna's pushing for full creative control of her set. That's very difficult when she only has 2.5 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
She's looking for elaborate staging,
mm-hmm.
non-stop rehearsals,
yeah.
top-level security, and a production budget that's described as astronomical.
It's Madonna. I'm like, I love that these are her demands.
And everyone's saying, because obviously Madonna's just released a new album, that she's kind of treating this Super Bowl, I should say World Cup halftime show, as the centrepiece of her global comeback.
Right.
And FIFA have just underestimated how intense Madonna is.
Well, that's on them, because Madonna is Madonna. Did you see she popped out of a billboard on Times Square the other week?
She did not.
The billboard's like opened up and there was like a stage inside it.
Gosh.
It's mad. Looking.
Fair play to her. Like an absolute music legend.
Yeah.
So you're going to get to see Madonna, Coldplay, Shakira, Burner Boy, BTS, and the cast of The Muppets and Sesame Street on the 19th of July.
I hope the cheeses for the Mises mice will be there.
Same.
Fingers crossed.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, what's your little win this morning?
My little win this morning is that yesterday I had a gym class booked and I was going to go and do that. And then a friend of mine texted me and said, do you want to go for a dip? And I said, I have the gym booked. And she said, on a day like today, she said, cancel that, love. So I went,
she's so right.
And I went, I'll lose me credit. And she went, whatever.
Yeah.
So I cancelled it and I lost me credit. And we went for a swim. And then my fella Patrick met us as well. So the four of us went for a dip. And it just worked out very well.
Oh, thrilled.
We went for a little swim somewhere I'd never been before.
Mm.
And it was brilliant because it was very quiet. Because obviously it's quite busy at the moment.
Have you found a new secret Dublin swimming spot?
It's not secret and it's nowhere new, but it's just a place that I would never think to go to. And I just feel like, you know, the marketing and the PR has been done for like the 40 foot, Sea Point, Vico, Sandy Cove,
Collymore.
Yeah, but this place hasn't. And I'm not going to tell you where it was because I don't want it to get really busy. So we went and we had a dip. The water, genuinely, honestly, for the first time ever, was warm.
Like, oh, that's
it
nice.
Was actually warm. We stayed in for ages. And then my friend made us a carbonara.
Oh, gorgeous.
I'm thrilled.
A carbonara and a sea swim. What a lovely afternoon.
I know. Delicious. Yeah. So that's my little win. What is yours?
Mine is that yesterday after the show, I went upstairs and there was a parcel on our desk. Mm. Myself and Brendan sit beside each other.
Oh, yes.
And it was from a gorgeous listener called Maureen. Maureen, a.k.a. Mo.
Maureen, Mo, good morning.
Maureen wrote us a beautiful card. She listens to the show every morning. She says that we make the journey to work seem short. Well, we're thrilled that we can do that for you, Maureen. Thanks for listening. And Maureen sent us a few gorgeous bits.
She did.
You know, like crisp-themed merchandise. Socks. There's an apron for each of us.
Yep.
And a tote bag as well.
No.
And it's just so unexpected and so generous. And Maureen, I just want to give you a big shout out and say thank you so much for thinking of us.
Yeah.
And for being so kind and for listening to the show. We really appreciate it.
We really, really do, Maureen. Thank you so much. And I loved that there was a little sticker on my apron to identify which one was mine.
Yes.
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 Really appreciate it. And I definitely got a giggle out of it as well, Mo. So thank you so, so much.
I can't wait to wear that now when I'm flipping halloumi on the barbecue.
On the barbecue. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mo, thank you so much for listening every morning and for being so thoughtful
Legend.
And generous.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM. You have gotten in touch with a small thing that's made you smile. Hannah in Rathgar says her little win is that she woke up feeling refreshed 5 minutes before the alarm today, so she had more time to do her bits.
Just when you wake up just before your alarm, you're like, thank you, body clock.
Yep.
You just feel like everything's working. Hannah, fair play to you. Good morning to Glenda. You're on 98 FM. Glenda, how are you?
Good morning, Rebecca.
Hello.
Good morning, how are you?
We're great, Glenda. Tell us your little win.
Oh, I'm nearly finished work for the day and then I'm on holiday mode.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Malaga, Spain.
Oh,
Bella
my
Medina.
Gosh.
Lovely. Have you been before, Glenda?
Never. Never. So I'm excited to see.
You're going to have a ball. And come here, how many of us are going? Are you doing like a family trip? Is it with friends?
No, family. So to be honest, I can't count them because I get confused counting them every time.
Mm.
There's that many of them.
So like roughly, Glenda, how many are we talking?
Over
20.
20? 20.
Are you all on the same flight?
No,
you. All right, okay, different flights. Like the royal family can't fly together.
How long are you going for?
2 weeks. Some of them are over there for a month already,
And come here now, Glenda, have you factored in, you know, your own time and space on this large family holiday for 2 weeks?
No.
Right.
I just go with the flow. What's going
go
happen?
With the flow.
Go with the flow.
And come here, what are you excited to eat now? Are you into the tapas?
I'm a little picky now.
Right.
I'm a bit of a picky.
Well, you can't go wrong.
Chicken nuggets and chips.
Chicken nuggets and chips. Know. Lovely. And you can't go wrong with the potatoes
sun.
Bravas.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Glenda, that have an absolute ball. Will you come back to us when you're home and let us know how you got on?
Of course I will.
Thanks a million.
That's no problem. I hope you have a lovely day and a lovely weekend.
Thanks, Glenda.
Cheers, Glenda.
Have a
Thanks
ball
for listening.
In your halls.
Bye.
Bye. Miriam's been on.
Morning, guys. Love the show. My little win is today is our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
This day, 10 years ago, it was snow size drops of rain on my wedding day. Have a good day, guys.
And Miriam's over it, clearly.
Oh, Miriam, congratulations on 10 years. What do you get for 10 years?
Don't know.
Show the way every year it's a different theme.
Like
and
paper
was the first one. I couldn't tell you after that. I'm married nearly 3 years. I'm like, I don't know. I wonder now what 10 years is, Miriam.
What is 10 years? It's aluminium. Get him a thing of tin foil.
Yeah, or a new pot.
Yeah, there you go. It's aluminium. Here's Susie.
Morning. My little win is that my daughter Cara slept for 12 hours last night. Woohoo! So no grumpy Cara in the car this morning.
Cara, good morning. Another 12 hours tonight now. And Susie be very happy.
Very.
Susie, Miriam, Glenda, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. We're going to send you some IMC cinema passes and we'll do it all again tomorrow morning at the same time. If you've something you'd love to share with the group, WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan, do you remember where you were the first time that you heard this? If you want to be my lover, you
gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. I was down the back of our house in the state in Navan.
I remember my sister coming home with a Spice Girls cassette.
Yeah.
I stuck it into my karaoke machine, my beloved karaoke machine.
Yes.
And it changed the game.
It really did.
I was obsessed.
I had a pink poster on my bedroom wall of the five of them, and it was like a photo of them like bursting
through. I know
through.
The one.
Yeah.
I know the one. Is what Jerry a wearing a black top and her hair's all frizzy?
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The Spice Girls are celebrating 30 years since they released Wannabe. It was released in 1996. Topped the charts in 37 countries.
Yeah.
And it became the biggest debut single for a girl group. 31 million copies.
Incredible
like,
stuff.
It just was incredible.
Yeah, they were phenomenal.
Obviously, they're known for the tagline of girl power.
Yeah.
And the lyric, friendship never ends. Mm. But fans have noticed.
Oh, no.
An ongoing feud between two members.
I think I know who you're going to say.
Jerry was the first to post about this yesterday. Okay. So she put up a lovely black and white photo of the gals back in the day. Mm. And she says, 30 years of Wannabe. Thank you to my beautiful Spice sisters. Now, after being reportedly blocked by Mel B on Instagram.
Sorry, Jerry was blocked by Mel B.
Jerry wasn't able to tag Scary Spice in the post. So in the caption, you can see that she's tagged Emma Bunton, Victoria Beckham, Mel C.
Yeah.
But she's not able to tag Mel B.
No.
Okay. So fans are starting to comment underneath being like, what's going on here? Okay.
Yeah.
Then Mel B decided to post an hour or so later.
Right.
With a very brief caption, but she actually did tag Jerry in it, which fans also were like, oh, I see you've unblocked Jerry for the occasion. Uh-huh. So it seems Mel B may have had Jerry blocked on Instagram.
This
may.
Is so
it also could have just
silly.
Been a bit of a glitch when she tried to tag and it didn't work. And you know when you're editing a caption and maybe you get rid of the at sign and whatever.
This isn't the first issue there's been with Instagram and those gals, is it? Do you remember before? Did someone wish someone a happy birthday?
Yeah, but
and
they
sent it for approval to like their social media manager. And I think they put in like, just check this is okay before posting or something along those lines.
Well, neither Mel B or Jerry have responded to any of the comments that fans have written underneath, right?
A lot they haven't responded to.
But the feud reportedly stems from an interview that Mel B did back in 2019. I believe it was Piers Morgan's Life Stories. Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
And Mel B claimed that herself and Jerry had a secret relationship.
Right.
And ever since then, I don't think Jerry was too happy.
Jerry Horner.
Yeah, Jerry Horner. And then, obviously, Jerry's husband was involved.
The F1 fella.
Yeah, Christian was under some sort of investigation to do with his conduct in Red Bull.
Mm.
And I don't think Mel B, I think she may have said something
Jerry
about that.
Jerry very much stood by him.
She did. And I'm not sure if Mel B said something about not being happy about that. Where is the girl power? I'm like, can they get in a room and can they sort this out?
So can I?
I don't like pitting women against each other, but it does
seem
that there has been something going on here.
I listened to Mel C is actually on Louis Theroux's podcast this week, and I listened to the whole thing the other day, and she said again, you know the way everyone's like, are you going to do anything for the anniversary? 30 years wannabe, yada yada yada, and her response this week was, we would all like to. There are conversations happening.
Okay.
We don't know what shape it will take, but we now know that we're too late for this anniversary. So whatever it is will be afterwards. And he said, will everyone be involved? And she said, that depends on what it is. I think they're going to do Glastonbury next year.
Yeah, and I just say celebrating over 30 years of girl power and no one's going to go back and just get the exact date.
Pop yourself in the pyramid stage. Zigga zigga. Good night.
Friendship never ends.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Now, Brendan, you have a mad story on the way involving an engagement ring.
I do, yeah. That is on the way. First, though, over in England, politician Nigel Farage is continuing to throw his toys out of the pram. He's been formally investigated right after a crypto billionaire gave him a £5 million donation. And basically, the problem is Nigel Farage didn't say anything about this. He didn't declare it, right?
Was resting in my account.
Resting in my account. So he's being investigated. So this week, then, Nigel Farage announced that he's quitting as an MP for his area.
I did see this, I just didn't know why.
But he's quitting only, so basically, if you quit as an MP, then the investigation basically stops because there isn't an MP to investigate, right? That's the accusation being put towards him by other politicians, right? But he's quitting only to run again to be MP. So he's like, you know, I'm going to quit, but if you vote me in again, then that's the kind of the answer, right?
Right.
So all the main political parties say that it's a stunt.
Mm.
They're all refusing to run against him in what they're calling a fake election.
Mm.
So that means that as things stand, Nigel Farage is going head to head in a by-election that he's triggered with one candidate named Count Binface.
Sorry, what?
Count Binface is an independent space warrior who wears a large bin on his head.
Okay.
He's a novelty candidate played by a fella named John or Jonathan. It's unclear. So over the years, Count Binface has gone up against Boris Johnson, Rishi Sunak, and more recently, Andy Burnham, who could be the next Prime Minister.
Okay.
So his policies include building one affordable house.
Yeah.
Nationalising Adele.
What?
And bringing back teletext. Do you remember you used to wait for the cinema listings?
Oh gosh, I used to check my horoscopes on teletext every day.
Of course you did. So now because Count Binface is putting himself forward as a candidate, BBC News, they kind of have to treat him as if he's serious.
Oh yeah. Keep so the coverage.
Here is Count Binface being questioned on BBC Breakfast yesterday morning.
Those policies didn't go down too well, did they, with the good people of Makerfield? I believe you got 95 votes at the recent by-election. So how are you hoping to do any better?
What a disgracefully scornful tone. How dare you? 95 actual votes? That's a Dolly Parton. 95. Just one shy of a reverse 69, which I scored against Boris in an Uxbridge sports hall in 2019. So I'm cock-a-hoop.
So that is Count Binface. I've actually seen him a lot on the news lately.
He's obviously just... How have I missed this?
There's a man with a large bin on his head and he's been all over the news. Yeah. He's obviously just trying to point out how ridiculous the whole
this
thing is.
This is it. Oh, that's a lovely bin.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Finally this morning, high drama at a high-end jeweller's in central London.
Diamonds are forever.
Staff were showing a customer a very expensive ring when they noticed it went missing before their very eyes.
Stop.
So the shopper had been sat down and he was looking at an engagement ring worth 35 grand.
Oof.
In the end, he told them, look, I need to go away and think about it.
Yeah.
I'll be back. But
fair
just,
enough, big purchase, a lot of carrots.
You need, a bit of time to think about it. But as he went to leave, they stopped him in his tracks. They accused him of putting the ring in his pocket.
Mm.
And he said, well, check my pockets. So they did. No ring. They then went and scanned CCTV footage.
Yeah.
And on the third time of watching very closely, they noticed what happened. He swallowed it.
I was about to say.
This is a large platinum ring
with
a massive princess cut diamond. Don't know what that means. And then a load of smaller diamonds along the band.
Oh, sounds expensive and glamorous.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
Staff say when the man knew that he'd been caught, he shoved his fingers down his throat and brought it back up.
And then who's going to want to buy that then?
Well, I mean, I guess... Well,
I know you can get them cleaned
and
everything.
They're not going to tell anyone exactly which ring it was.
Stop. Can you imagine now if your engagement ring had been...
Although if you see one in the window discounted, you'll know which one it was. So he was escorted out, but they didn't get him arrested, which I find bizarre.
Oh.
And then it triggered a memory in me. Do you remember last year?
Has someone done this before?
Yeah, we were chatting about it in Brendan's bit last year. A man swallowed a James Bond-inspired Fabergé egg.
That was it. It was the egg.
The octopussy pendant. How apt. Police had to watch him until it passed. It was a 6-day wait.
Gosh.
That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan, thank you for that visual.
It wasn't my bit now, it was the Fabergé egg.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A barbecue.
Other prizes.
Including a Robo Hoover.
Thank you.
98FM.
It is giving glamour. It is giving chaos. It is giving everything. Welcome to Matchy Matchy. This is where we give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with mine or Brendan's, you will win some fab prizes. Here's Matchy Marco with more.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
I have a question.
Mm.
Can you barbecue your breakfast?
Oh.
Well, you can find out with this brand new barbecue. Choose your best gig with this ticket voucher. And put the vacuum down and let this robot vacuum take over. It's time to win with Machi Machi.
Machi Marco, grazie mille. And buongiorno to Paul, who's in the van on the M50 this morning. You're on 98FM. Paul, how are you?
How's it going, Brendan? How are things?
Paul, what do you do for work?
What I do for work, I install fancy worktops for people in their houses.
Not just any worktops, fancy worktops, Paul.
Fancy worktops, yeah.
That's great. You can charge a fortune for them, I hope.
I just work for the company.
Fair enough, Paul.
This is it. Paul, you have a few nicknames, do you?
I do indeed.
Go on, hit us with them.
The first one is a nickname, they call me Granite Paul.
Granite Paul?
Paulie the Polisher.
Paulie the Polisher. Those worktops to be shining, Paul. Who's in the van with you this morning?
George.
George, good morning, George.
Will you share the prizes with George if you win?
I will see, yeah.
See how helpful George is, Paul.
Yeah, we'll see how helpful he is to me, yeah.
Okay, right. Well, have you thought about who you're going to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, off to the soundproof booths to have a game of Matchy Matchy with Paul and George in the van. Have you a nickname for George, Paul?
Georgie Burgess.
Georgie Burgess, good man. Okay, down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is hill.
Hill. Hill slide.
Hill slide. Your second word is gold.
Ring.
Gold ring. And your third word is cake.
Cake. Cake slice.
Okay, you're saying hill slide, gold ring, and cake slice.
Yeah, lock them in.
Locking them in. Has George been helpful this morning, Paul?
He has, okay.
Fair play to you, George. We're locking them in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth.
Oh, wow.
How was that this morning?
Very relaxing in there. I was lying on a sun lounger.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
God, that soundproof booth can really do it all, can't it?
Oh, it can.
Yeah. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Paul and George in the van this morning. Your first word is hill.
Oh, gosh. Hill. This is very hard. I'm going to say hilltop. Is that a thing?
Your second word is gold.
Gold. I'm going to say silver.
And your third word is cake.
Cake. Many things come before cake. Cake slice.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Paul and George in the van this morning? Not this morning, guys. You both said cake slice. Fair play to yous.
Okay.
After hill, Paul said slide.
Oh,
and after gold, Paul went with ring.
Gold ring.
Gold ring.
Member. Gold finger.
Many, many options. Paul, George, thank you so much for listening and for playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a million, guys. Have a great day with the fancy worktops. Cheers.
I think Paul's devastated. I feel very bad.
Oh, look. We can't win all the time. That's the aim of the game.
Hilltop
was very good. I don't know how this came to me because it's much easier when you're not in the spot. Hill 16.
Fair play.
Who am I? Phil Egan?
Where did that come from?
If you matched all three with Rebecca this morning and you'd like to play Matchy Matchy, we'd love to hear from you. WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 989898.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.